Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 408 of the Story Hacker Podcast. And I often talk about the kind of the value of creating your, you know, your deep story, your leader legend, your origin story. The value of putting the work into that is, of course, that you create something that lasts. And today, for a couple of hours this afternoon, after I finished work, we've been, Wendy and I have been taking down an old shed in the garden next door. So for those of you who haven't been listening too long, I actually work in the tiny, tiny cottage next door to the house where I live. And in the garden of that tiny, tiny cottage is this shed that's been there for donkey's years. It was old when we bought our house here 20 years ago. And when we bought the place next door, one of the things I had in mind was to take away that shed and to put in a little driveway so we had a space to park a car. And that project is going to happen next week, I think. But first of all, we had to take this shed down. Now, bear in mind what I said. This shed was old. It was really, you know, it had seen better days. And I had in mind the kind of, you know, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down kind of scenario for getting rid of this thing. But like so many things about the little place that we bought, the place where I work, it was built in a different way. It was built by, you know, a different kind of mindset. Now, if you want to get a shed, you might go to a DIY shop and buy one, and it would be fairly basic probably, and you probably could, you know, sort of pick it up and put it down somewhere else. But this thing, even though it's quite dilapidated, some of it's quite rotten. It's, my guess is it's probably a good 30 or 40 years old. But, you know, each of the corners has three thick bolts going through, you know, some pretty serious pieces of timber. And it took a lot to dismantle it. And I think I've talked before on this podcast about Archimedes and his simple machines. And we spent a lot of time using two of those, the lever or the crowbar in this case, and the wedge or the chisel in this case, just trying to exert force on this thing. And we finally got it down. And I mentioned in the last episode, I think, that I've been watching Vikings. And if you watch Vikings, you'll know Lagertha, who is the sort of the Viking queen, really, who exemplifies an aspect of femininity, which is feminine and also powerful in a brilliant way. And Wendy totally Lagerthered the shed this afternoon when we couldn't get one of the bolts out. She just decided to go for the wood and ended up, you know, just breaking through this piece of timber. It was pretty fantastic to watch. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, I suppose, is that it is an obvious one, but it's something that, again, is so easy to forget in this, you know, when we're constantly thinking about what we're going to say today, now, this moment. But the reason we want to tell a really good, powerful story, leader, legend, origin story, is because it will last and it will have strength. As opposed to maybe, I don't know, for example, I know that LinkedIn relatively recently have added stories to LinkedIn, like Facebook and Instagram and what have you, where you can record, I don't know, 20 seconds of video or something to tell your story. And it's all good and it's all fine. But it promotes shallow content, I think, and in some sense, shallow thinking, maybe. And I think it's really good for all of this stuff. And hey, listen, I'm doing a podcast every day, and some of them obviously are deeper than others. Some of them are shallower than others. But when we're creating content, it is so valuable, so useful to have that foundation, to have that strength through your story, your brand, you know, whether it's your personal brand or your product or your service. That's why your story means business. Thanks for listening.